Well, good morning. Good morning. I've been waiting to see y'all, and it looks like y'all been waiting to see me too, right? So it's so good to be here with you at the department of the Whitten Building and to see all of you here and all of you streaming worldwide. The United States Department of Agriculture is such a meaningful agency, so broad, so vast, so deep, and so meaningful to so many people. What can be more noble than food, right? Think about that. We get to participate in that. We get to help that. And that's an awesome, awesome responsibility. And I want to thank all of you. Mike, I want to thank you for your leadership, not only just these last 3 or 4 or 6 or 8 or 10 months, but ever how long it's been. But thank you for your leadership there. But thank you for your career service here in the Department of Agriculture and its important budgeting area. You know, it's good to have friends here, and I want to thank a lot of people. My friend Sanford Bishop here on the front row is the ranking member on the appropriations. We're going to get to know him well, aren't we? And Sanford and I had the honor of serving in the Georgia State Senate together a couple of years ago, right, Sanford, where I had a little bit more hair and you weren't quite as gray, but it's good to have you join us here with us morning as well. My cousin and my landlord for the last 3 or 4 months, my cousin Bonnie Perdue, a wife of Senator David Perdue, my first cousin, is here as well. And then there's so many people to thank. I've got my family, all 4 of our children and are here, and 3 of our 14 grandchildren. And of course, a good-looking First Lady of Agriculture, my wife, Mary Perdue. So. You know, it's thrilling to me. Everybody likes to be where they're wanted. And what I felt as I walked in this morning is that I was wanted here. And that's what we want to give everybody a feeling. This is the public building. And we want the public, when they come in here, whether they're producers or consumers, whomever, to feel just as welcome and just as home here as they would be at their home. Because that's important as we look out to serve them. I know it's a little bit overcast outside, but I can assure you it's sunny on top of those clouds. And I speak a lot about family. I've been blessed to have a great family, and with 4 grown children and 14 grandchildren. But I've also been blessed over my career to have several work families. And I have a work family at home that's allowed me to participate in public service through our businesses that have really done the job that you're doing day in and day out there. And that's been very important to me. I view USDA worldwide as a USDA family. We're going to treat one another as family. As you know, in families, we don't always agree, but we're always kind of come back to the point of understanding and making the best decisions for the family at large. And that's what I want us to do as well. I want to learn from you, because you all here in this building, in the South Building, and those people that work for USDA around the world, around this nation, around the world, are the most important people. Any organization, large or small, rises and falls on its people. And as we learn to love one another, as we learn to respect one another, as we learn to communicate with one another, the needs and the ideals in keeping that customer in mind, it's going to be so important. And I want to just thank you for what you've already been doing for all these years. The USDA across the nation has a great reputation. We want to even be better. I'm one of continuous improvement and striving always to reach the next pinnacle and do the next best thing as we go forward. And that'll be a vision for USDA as well. So whether you're watching here in the building today or on your computer, or streaming somewhere, you're part of the family, and we want to welcome you to do that, and we want to thank you for that. I heard our Air Force band somewhere. Thank you guys too. The Blue Suiters remind me of my time in the Air Force. Thank you guys for spicing this up a little bit as well. I'm going to do something here that hopefully is not too out of character, because everybody knows we're all professionals, and we're going to act professionally, we're going to behave professionally, and we're going to dress professionally. But y'all need to know I was a farmer first, and we're going to get comfortable in working clothes, okay? So. So Sanford and his colleagues will know I got a coat and tie when I need one, and we'll wear it when appropriate. But for the most part, this job at USDA is about work, right? It's about getting stuff done because we got a lot of people depending on us. And that's what the point I want to make today is that as a department, my vision for the Department of Agriculture in the United States of America is to be the best run, the best managed, the best regarded agency in this country with the best reputation. Can we do that? I believe we can. I'm confident we can do that. And I believe with your help and your continued passion for serving people is really what it's all about. And as we do that together, I just want to talk about a couple of things that are on my mind this morning, a little vision for where we go from here. I know the beautiful secretary's area is kind of known affectionately as the cage. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't cage too well. Now, that means that we're probably going to be looking for another affectionate name, Secretary Block, because cage is something y'all come by and look in like the zoo, and it keeps you from people and it keeps people from you. So I'm pretty open, and I think from the day we're going to initiate maybe an employee naming contest of what the cage ought to be called and from now on, and we'll let our communications department kind of take those emails in as your suggestions, and we'll have a top five winner, and I'll interview you, and you can tell me why your name's the best, and then we'll rename the cage while I'm here something else that portrays an openness, a transparency, a willingness to invite people in and to fellowship with people in a way that lets them know we want to love and serve them with a noble thing called food and fiber that our producers across this world, across this country do. So anybody got any ideas already for the cage? We want to hear them. So, hopefully that'll be the attitude. Don't be surprised or shocked or intimidated when you see me pop into your office around here on this building or the South Building, just asking you what you're doing for the good of the people today, because that's just the way I am. People get things done. We can have processes, we can have procedures, we can have programs, we can have a lot of things, but I believe in people, and I believe in the people of USDA getting things done that will make a difference in the lives of the people that we serve, our constituency, our people, our customers, our consumers all across the world. And that's the vision that we want to have for the USDA starting here. So I'd like for you to think about those things as we go forward. I talked about family, and that means respecting one another. That means communicating with one another. That means being able to express our opinion in a way that's inoffensive, but to take into consideration the other person's opinion and how we do that, whether it be science, whether it be evidence, or whether it be other types of policy opinions, how we communicate that to one another in a respectful, transparent way will help us to learn to function as a healthy family together and to make better decisions, better policy for our people. So, you know, the great thing about it is we live in a wonderful, wonderful nation. Think about the abundance that we see around us. In fact, one of the challenges that I heard as I visited with over 75 senators was, you know, we need to have a good trade policy because our producers out there have been so productive, we've got a lot of stuff we need to sell. And we're going to sell it worldwide. Trade's going to be at the top of our agenda, as well as other things. But we've got to be good traders. We're in a nation that's been blessed with abundance of the safest, most available, and the most inexpensive food supply in the world. We almost take that for granted sometimes. And frankly, I want to recognize that our producers and our ranchers and our foresters all across this land, what they put on the line every spring and putting that crop in the ground, we need to have a heart for what they go through every day as the producers. And I've got some friends at home who are in the dairy business right here, day in and day out. Those cows don't take a vacation. They get up every day and expect to be milked. And we've got people out there on the farms and forests and ranches of this nation. They're at work today while we're here celebrating a new installation of a Secretary of Agriculture. They're down there doing the tough jobs. Our hearts need to be with them because they're the ones that give us our job, and they need us to be working for them day in and day out. So I want to assure you that our customers, our consumers, will have a seat at the table always. They'll be welcome here, and their opinion will be listened to because they're the ones that we're serving. I've got a vision for USDA, and I want it to be, this is not something new to me. We talked about when I was governor of Georgia. We want to be facts and evidence-based. We want to make decisions based on facts and evidence. That means good, sound science when it's present there, to make policies based on that. USDA does a wonderful job collecting data from all over the world. We want to be data-driven. I'm not smart enough to make intuitive decisions. I need good data. I need good, sound science to make decisions on. But always, as we've said earlier, we want to have a everything we do and will do will be customer-based and customer-driven, because that's who we serve. We serve several customers that we'll talk about in just a second. And fourthly, we want to be a USDA that's just as innovative as our producers, just as solution-based, just as forward-thinking about where we go, where we take this agency and in the future. You know, things are changing tremendously. Technology, so many other things are changing. We want to be on the forefront of that change for good, for America, and really the world that depends on America's productivity. I want to maximize the opportunity and the ability of the men and women of America's agriculture and agribusiness sector to create jobs, to produce and sell the food and fiber that they and harvest and reap the earned reward of their labor in that way. And we as USDA want to be obstacle removers, not obstacle placers, that enable them to do that within the law and within good, sound science and good, sound environmental policy. Secondly, for our shareholders, the American taxpayers, they deserve and they expect good value. And that's what we want to give as well, is good value through this agency. Everything that we do ought to be driven on value of providing something. If we're doing something that creates no value, why are we doing it? We may have to examine things that we're doing that don't create the required value, because we want to be a good steward to our investors, to our shareholders, the American taxpayer, that will prioritize that customer service every day, and they'll know that we're getting value. I talked about consumers. You'll hear me talk about it over and over. Taxpayers are also our consumers. They expect a safe food supply, and the USDA is great at doing that, and will continue to do that, to serve in the critical role of making sure when moms put that food on the table, when dads cook that food for their children, that they will know that that food is safe for their family to eat, because that's critical and so important. We want to make sure it meets those strict safety standards to which they've been accustomed. And fourthly, my dad taught me as a farmer, if you take care of the land, it'll take care of you. And son, our job, whether we rent, we own most of our land, but we rented some land too. And I would often question him about well, why are we liming this? Because we're only going to have it for a year. It's only a year-to-year lease. And his mantra to me, time and time again, I can remember his words now, whether we rent or own, we're all stewards. And our goal is to leave it better than we found it. That's my goal for the USDA. That's my goal for this department, is to leave it better than we found it, to leave America better than we found it, to leave our consumers, to leave our investors, to leave our shareholders, to leave our employees and our work family better than we found it. And we're going to work every day to do that. You know that we're in a global economy, and we're going to work hard to develop relationships worldwide to be able to trade and to sell the products that we grow so productively. And I just want to thank you for that. I talked about family for a little bit, and families are important, not just you here, but your families at home. We want you to have the right work-life balance. And so one of the ideas that we have, I want to get to know you, I want to get to know your family. So we're kind of planning, and we'll have more details in the future, about a USDA picnic day where you can bring your families and we can get to know them. You can get to know our family and we can become closer that way. I think when people know one another, they work better together, don't they? And that's what we want to do as well. All the things that we're charged to do with all the responsibilities the USDA has, I want to be clear about one thing. At USDA, we're going to do everything with the highest degree of ethical behavior, integrity, and transparency. And that, we're going to look people in the eye. If we're wrong, we're going to admit we're wrong and change and do better. That's the improvement. That's continuous improvement that we're looking for. I won't always get it right. I won't always make the right decisions. But I want to tell you that I'm a transparent guy, and you got the ability to communicate to me and say, I think we're on the wrong track here, and let's figure out a better way to do that. I welcome that, and I look forward to it. So I believe that our mandate, because we're one together now, is pretty simple. To be a good steward of this department, and a faithful servant to the people of our nation. Can we do that? You bet we can. The only legacy that I seek is the one that any grandparent or any parent seeks, and that is to hand off our nation, our home, our fields and our forest, and our farms to the next generation in better shape than we found it. I'm looking forward to working with you, each of you. I want to thank you for all that you've done thus far in welcoming me. And I want to tell you that I'm going to roll up my sleeves and go to work with you as we make USDA a pride of the nation. Thank you. God bless you. And have a great time.